leader.
Order, order.
The week in the House began as usual with question time, which was quite unusual in that half of the daily dozen questions for ministers were for just one of them, the Prime Minister, and they were all the same, beginning with this one from Opposition Leader Andrew Little.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Does he stand by all his statements after almost 7 years as Prime Minister?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Key's answer caused an uproar that drew comment from the Speaker.
Mr Speaker, yes, I particularly stand by the statement I made when the member became the leader of the Labor Party when I said, gosh, if they keep changing Labor leaders at this rate, we'll have to ask them to start wearing...
Order. Order. I can sense by looking at the questions this question time's going to be quite different to others. I will still do my best to maintain a level of decorum from all members, and if it requires me to ask members to leave the chamber, I will not hesitate to do so.
That didn't prove necessary, but after the sixth opposition question asking if Mr Key stood by all his statements after almost 7 years as Prime Minister, his right-hand man in the chamber, Gerry Brownlee, asked a question of his own.
Supplementary question, Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, to the Prime Minister, has he made any statements about the helpfulness or otherwise of the coordinated approach to question time from the Labor and Green parties today?
Order, order. No, there is no ministerial response from me.
Come on.
There was one other question for Mr Key from one of his ministers.
Supplementary question, the Honourable Bill
Speaker. Can the Prime Minister confirm that in 7 years of being Prime Minister, he's never really been asked a hard question and it's unlikely to start today?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, I can't be confirmed. That's the best question I've had in the 7 years I've been Prime Minister.
That reference to those 7 years was missing from the seventh question for the Prime Minister from the New Zealand First Party's Deputy Leader, Ron Mark.
My question is to the Prime Minister and asks, does he stand by all his statements?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, especially the statement when I said, I'm amazed New Zealand First didn't get the memo that Labor and the Greens got.
That reference there to the communication between the opposition parties to orchestrate their initial questions while using their supplementaries to pursue individual topics, which inevitably included the upcoming referendums on changing the flag.
Number 11, Jacinda Ardern.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. My question is to the Prime Minister and asks, does he stand by all his statements after almost 7 years as Prime Minister?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, especially the statement I made that when Jacinda Ardern becomes the leader, the cool thing is that we'll have faced more Labor leaders than Australian Prime Ministers.
Supplementary.
Supplementary question, Jacinda Ardern.
Supplementary to the Prime Minister. Does he stand by his statement that, quote, a small majority of New Zealanders will say that they will change the flag, end quote, when the latest poll shows that after seeing his options, almost 70% have rejected change?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes. And what's rapidly emerging after 7 years of being Prime Minister is not only do I have to run the policies that the government has, I now have to try and implement the policies that the opposition have as well.
Supplementary.
Order. Order.
Supplementary.
Order. Supplementary question, Jacinda Ardern.
When he claimed on Radio New Zealand that, quote, I haven't had an audience yet where more than 50% wanted to keep the flag, end quote, was that a reference to a straw poll of his national caucus?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister and his ministerial responsibility.
Mr Speaker, no, but I tell you what I haven't done, Mr Speaker, and that is come to Parliament and claim I'm opposed to changing the flag, but go down onto the forecourt waving Red Peak. Mr Speaker, this is an opposition that have a policy that they want to change the flag. Now, all of a sudden, they don't want to do it. The only single question is, how long will it be before they change the leader?
Question time was followed by debate on the committee stage of the Accident Compensation, Financial Responsibility and Transparency Amendment Bill, which ground to a halt for a dramatic confrontation between former ACC Minister Nick Smith and Assistant Speaker Trevor Mallard, who ordered him from the chamber for failing to withdraw and apologise for making a comment about the chairing of the debate.
Dr Nick Smith will leave the chamber.
Mr Mallard then changed his mind.
The Sergeant-at-Arms will
Find Dr Nick Smith and ask him to return to the chamber, please.
Nick Smith returned after about 5 minutes, withdrew and apologised, and was ordered out for a second time. I'm Tom Pruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.